as they have wrapped practice up. And I'll say this, Racy, to start things off, you've been very impressive, my friend, through the first few weeks of training camp. How's it been feeling for you?
It's been feeling good. You know, I'm just trying to stack days and, you know, be consistent, come out here and do it daily. That's all, really.
You're out there working with Ryan Tannehill. How has that chemistry developed over the past year and a half, as now you're getting some of these big reps?
It's grew. The chemistry we have, the relationship we have is grew. You know, we communicate way more than we did in the previous year, and it's showing out there. You know, we just trying to get on the same page.
How much is the, you know, it's a deep wide receiver room right now in training camp. How much has that fueled all of you to compete for a handful of spots?
Yeah, that's fueling us. You know, it's real competitive. We know it's at stake, and we just using it to bring out the best out of each other.
Talking to Racy McMath out here, how much did you learn last year to make you a better player today? Because last year you're coming in, you know, you're behind a bunch of guys and everything. It's different from being at LSU. Now you're here. How is Racy McMath different today than you were a year ago?
I think he's more mature. He's learning how to be a pro. He's more of a pro. And, you know, just taking notes from my coach, from even the vets last year we had in the room, AJ and Julio, they gave me nice tips, and I'm just carrying on to this year too.
You look fantastic out today. What's your takeaway from the day? You had some really good catches, some nice deep balls. How did you feel like you performed today?
Could have been better.
I love that.
tell me how so.
I had one I come down with.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love that. That is when you hear a wide receiver say, "I didn't catch it, I could have been better," that gets you fired up.
Yeah.
Going up against another defense, though, how is that, you know, in practice? You obviously saw it in the preseason game with Baltimore, but – seeing Tampa Bay, knowing how good that defense is in practice, how beneficial is that to you?
They're giving us great work. I appreciate those guys. And, you know, it's just some more guys we got to compete with and just work getting better. You know, they don't really expect – they don't really know what's coming. They don't know what to expect. So, it's just a better look for us to show what we have.
Robert Woods was acquired in the offseason, a veteran in this league. You know, you talked about Julio and AJ last year.
Yep.
What have you learned from Robert?
Yeah, Rob, he just teaches me how to be a pro too. You know, using the hand, route running, plays, and just really teaches me how to be a pro. I'm air hustling to everything he's telling me, and I'm just taking heed to it.
How much did you know LSU? I mean, you behind and play with some great guys. Our boy Jacoby Stevens is a local guy. You played with him at LSU down there. To take what you learned there and take the NFL, I mean, how much fun was that to be part of that whole program at LSU and now transition to the NFL?
Yeah, it was very fun. You know, LSU, you know, they're top-ranked school, you know, numerous years, damn near every year. And I think it's the competitiveness, you know, like in the receiver room and on the team, that I just carry on through the throughout my pro career.
You still talk to those guys quite a bit?
Yeah, I still talk to them.
Yeah, I mean, they're great success. I'm sure they're happy for you because you landed at what is a great spot for you in Tennessee. You got to love being here, don't you?
Yeah, I love being here, man. They love me, so I love them back.
I get more questions asked about you, cause LSU, SEC country down here, about how you're doing than just about any other non-Ryan Tannehill, Derrick Henry kind of player. There's a lot of love for Racy McMath out there. Do you feel it?
Yeah, I feel the love. They want to see great things from me. They push me, and you know, if I don't do something the correct way, you know, I'm not perfect. They on me because they want the best out of me. They want me to show up and just help this team, really. You know, because they know I had the power to do that.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
What was it like playing for Ed Orgeron?
Yeah, it was great. He's a hype guy. He's emotional. You know, I ain't saying that in a bad way, but you know, you could just feel his energy. You know, throughout the day. Whether it's practice or the game, you can just feel his energy, and it rubs off on the guys.
Well, you're obviously focused on things here, and you know he was talking about your teammates, but to see Joe, what Joe did last year, you know, to get that team to the Super Bowl. I mean, even though obviously you wanted to beat him in the playoff game, but how happy were you for him?
I was very happy for him. I know Joe. I know he's a leader, and he's about winning. And to see the run he had, you know, I had no choice but to be happy for him, really.
If we talk to you 8 weeks from now, the middle of the football season, what do you want to tell? What would you like to tell us what's going on in the first 8 weeks, the first half of the season?
I don't really know. You know, I'm taking it day by day, really. You know, I can't really look that far.
Are you looking for that opportunity for game one to get in there against the Giants and to show what you've got?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. But, you know, really taking it day by day, really, just one day at a time. Trying to stack days.
These practices with the Buccaneers, I mean, you guys had your little warm-ups this morning, then you went right at it immediately. You like that, just jumping into the fray?
Yeah, I do.
Getting quick with that?
You know, it's just the competitive nature. I like the competitiveness, you know. I was jumping. We knew we was going to get into it anyway, so why wait, you know?
Yeah, I get it.
Absolutely.
Why wait?
Titans wide receiver Racy McMath is here with us. Racy, it's good to catch up with you. Best of luck the rest of training camp and get into the season as well.